Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, March 18th. I'm John Weigel here with Juliet Bennett Ryla, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're discussing WcDonald's, the anime-inspired McDonald's restaurant that has the media buzzing. Our very own Juliet got to go see it all for herself, so we'll be talking to her about her time there, the effectiveness of this whole campaign, and if other businesses can look to McDonald's right now for experiential marketing pointers. We'll get to that in a bit, but first, let's give you the hits and headlines today across business and tech. Starting us off, Hertz and CEO Stephen Scher are parting ways. Scher led the car rental giant out of bankruptcy, buying about 165,000 electric vehicles for its splashy comeback, which consumers weren't at all interested in. Hertz just took a $245 million hit, selling off 20,000 of those very same EVs. Next, LinkedIn is getting games. While there's no launch date yet, the networking platform is developing puzzle-based games, which might not be the most natural pairing, but it makes sense given that the parent Microsoft earned $7.1 billion in gaming revenue last quarter, so that expanse is coming to LinkedIn. Moving on to March Madness. March Madness is expanding again, with 38 states, including Washington, D.C., now having legalized some form of sports betting. Legal sports bets passed $121 billion in 2023, which is a 30% year-over-year jump. And experts predict that $2.7 billion will be bet on this year's NCAA basketball tournaments alone. Moving to Home Depot, Halloween in March, some are asking. Home Depot has revealed some of its spooky decor lineup, which is now 7 months ahead of Halloween. Its $300 12-foot skeleton is back with improvements, plus a 5-foot skeleton dog, a 7-foot Frankenstein, and whatever the hell a 10-foot murderous maple tree is. And finally, Dune Part 2 is the highest grossing film of 2024 so far, with over $500 million in global box office revenue. The first of the series, which was released simultaneously in theaters and on HBO Max, grossed $433 million. All right, our big story today is all about WcDonald's, the anime-inspired McDonald's activation that I've personally been incredibly excited about. So did I go? Absolutely not. I could not make it. But Juliet, you did go. So how was your WcDonald's experience? I want to hear all about it.
You know, it was not at all what I was expecting.
Oh, okay. Love to hear that.
So it was over in West Hollywood, and I don't spend a lot of time on that side of town because I live in Pasadena, and in LA, that's like 2 hours.
That's like Connecticut for me.
Yeah, because of traffic, you know, and I don't drive. So it's a long time on the bus. I had a great Uber ride over there, by the way, great chat, the great Uber driver. Anyhow, I get there. And the thing is, I am not familiar with this part of town. So in my head, the entire way there, I'm like, this is going to be an existing McDonald's that will have some stuff in it that's going to make it look, I don't know, kind of Blade Runner-y, and probably this WcDonald's sauce that they keep talking about. That's what I'm going to see. I get there. It is not a McDonald's.
Oh.
It is like a warehouse space or something. So surprise number one.
Wow. Okay.
And it's hard to describe if you don't know what 3D projection mapping is, but basically...
It's a great way to start a sentence.
So, you know, they let us in the McDonald's and I'm initially like, oh, this is not a McDonald's. It was basically a concrete box with tables and chairs set up. But every single surface from the tops of the tables to the walls, everything had a projection on it. And so with 3D projection mapping, it's kind of like whatever you're seeing, there's a projection over top of it, but it matches exactly to whatever it is that you're looking at. Wow. So for example, when I sit down at this table, there's a placemat in front of me and the placemat says McDonald's, but it doesn't really. That's a projection that's being put down on the placemat in front of me. You know, I can put my hands on the table, but I'm not touching. Nothing is real. It's all an illusion.
Wow.
And the same is true of like every wall. There is apparently a cashier in front of me, but she's an anime character. She's not really there. That's just being projected onto the walls. There's windows and there's street scenes outside and cars are going on by. But no, none of that is real. I'm in a concrete box, but it looks like I'm in a McDonald's.
That is crazy.
Which is great. I love it.
Wow. That's insane. So you go into this McDonald's. Mm-hmm. What did you do there? Did you order food? Do they serve anything there that's different from the McDonald's menu? And if so, how?
Yes, and mostly no. They serve one signature meal at these pop-ups, and that is a 10-piece chicken Wick nuggets, fries, a Sprite, and the new sauce, which is like this savory chili garlic sauce, kind of like a teriyaki, very soy, garlic, chili. Mm. If you like those kind of flavors, I think you'll like this sauce. I love sriracha, but it's not as spicy as sriracha. You'll be like, yes, this is my new nugget sauce, I guess. That is the only meal you can get. You don't order. There's no going up to the counter. You basically sit down and then it's kind of like there's a little show, basically. There's an anime character who comes along. She welcomes you to McDonald's. And then there's a lot of stuff that happens on the table. So without giving much of the story away, it's kind of a very fast-paced exploration of different types of anime. There's a love story. Oh. There's, of course, something with a mecha.
Cool.
You know, the big machines.
The classic, yes. The Gundams, yes. The et cetera.
And as you move through the story, they tell you things like, take your sauce packet and put it on this light to activate the guns in our ship or the shields in our ship. And then, you know, you put your sauce there on the table or like, oh, put your sauce over in this section of the map so I can transport you to this forest. And it's this idyllic forest and there's like a little stream on your table with fish in it. And that's when they bring you a Sprite. You know, it's so refreshing. And it's kind of all timed where like the workers are coming out and bringing you the pieces of your meal as the story progresses and you're kind of playing this game. If I were to not put my sauce packet in the place, the show would go on. It is not dependent on me. It's okay. Not an escape room where it's like solve this puzzle and do this thing and then this thing is going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen regardless of whether I'm playing along or not. But you're there, so why not? You might as well play along.
Mm, okay.
And the whole experience is maybe a half an hour. There's a portion where you can eat your fries and your McNuggets. And then at the end, you go back outside and they give you a McFlurry, which is great.
Wow. Okay. So it's kind of this faux interaction where you don't have to actually interact. It'll just kind of occur without you. And I'm assuming that they do this at a lot of tables. Mm-hmm. Were you with a lot of other people? Was it just a few in there? How much could they fit in the time? And it seems like they go in half hour sessions.
Yeah, there were six seats at my table and there were, you know, maybe 10 tables in there. So it's not a large group and you mostly kind of walk in and you can wander around, but there's not a whole lot to do other than take pictures and then you take your seat. The show begins, you have your meal, you leave. So it's pretty simple. It's kind of like dinner and a show, like going to a cabaret or something where like it's immersive, it's happening around you. You're mostly there for the meal, but it's just, it was really cool because I think it's been a while since I've seen a lot of projection mapping outside of a theme park.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty crazy. And I guess kind of at the end of all this, right? You went through the experience. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes sounds like a fever dream. You probably got out there. You were like, what just happened?
Yeah.
But I want to know from you if you think that this was kind of a success, because I've been seeing this McDonald's advertising everywhere. And according to Statista, McDonald's does invest a hearty amount every year into their advertising. In 2022, it was almost $2 billion. Do you think this investment was kind of worth it in the end? And was it a successful activation?
I think in some ways, for sure. The whole thing about McDonald's as a concept is that it started popping up in anime like 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what would happen is the artist would turn the big M upside down. So it would be a W, so McDonald's. And then they could portray this American fast food chain without getting any trademark issues in the way. And I think there are some large companies that their first instinct, Disney perhaps being one of them, is, oh, you're doing my thing? I'm going to sue you. Stop doing my thing. And then you have companies that, you know, pick and choose their battles. I don't think that Warner Brothers has sued over the disastrous Willy Wonka experience that we talked about yet, God. You know, but I'm sure they could. It was very obviously supposed to be Willy Wonka.
I mean, just add all the salt to that wound. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I think it would be Warner Brothers that at least has the movie rights. But, you know, I think it's good for McDonald's image to lean into the McDonald's thing and say like, hey, that's cool. We're going to make it a reality. We're going to partner. And they did partner with an artist, Aki Bright, who's a Japanese artist. He did all of the art that you see on the packaging, because you can get the packaging with the McDonald's stuff at any McDonald's. You can also get the sauce at any McDonald's. The immersive experience, the show, that's what's the pop-up. That's a little more exclusive. But any McDonald's you go to, you can get the packaging with all the anime characters. Ooh. You can watch the manga that they made online. So that's all accessible to anybody. And they partnered with another anime studio to make that anime. So there's lots of stuff where it's, you know, it's like we're making this a reality and we're partnering with people to do it as opposed to we're going to sue you and take it away. I guess probably a good move for McDonald's, because what we've seen is that McDonald's is a brand that we're all familiar with, but when people are interested in them and where they shine has lately been leaning into weird stuff. Like, they did not intend for the Grimace Shake to turn into everyone creating TikTok horror movies where the Grimace Shake turned you into a zombie or a monster or whatever. But that is what happened, and McDonald's did benefit from that. So, you know, I think McDonald's is wise to start doing some of these more experimental fun things.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of other businesses kind of in the same family, I'm not going to name Disney names, can kind of learn from what McDonald's is doing in this way and kind of really leaning into that marketing and really leaning into these niches as well. Because you would think that, mm-hmm. you know, a company like McDonald's that's so huge in America, potentially that anime is kind of out of their periphery. And good news that it's not. Attacking those niche markets is very valuable, I feel like, for businesses nowadays, as we just talked about last week. So it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. So I just looked up how many McDonald's are in Japan. This thing right here just says there's a 2,900. That seems like not enough McDonald's. I would think there'd be more McDonald's.
It does seem like not enough McDonald's in Japan.
But I think a more interesting thing for McDonald's is probably that anime is popular all around the world. You know, you've got Crunchyroll subscribers in every country. And I mean, that's just true of, I think, the way that we're moving towards more of like a global entertainment situation. Like Squid Game's a Korean show that blew up on Netflix. You know, how many people listen to K-pop? So I think even though maybe Japan is not where they make the most sales, people love anime.
Yeah.
And people will come out for weird fast food stuff all of the time. Like Taco Bell has a cantina. I know so many people that were like, we got to go to the Taco Bell cantina. Got to get a Baja Blast margarita or whatever they have. And it's like, why? I don't know, but they're going to go do it.
Yep. Yep. If you make it, they will come. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you really got this experience. It sounded pretty great, considering that also you've just been to so many experiential things over the past years. So I'm really happy you got to check this one out, and I'm glad you had a good time. Sounded like you had a good time, at least.
Yeah. You know, it was probably the first time I'd eaten McDonald's in a decade, and I was actually pretty excited about it when I got there.
Awesome.
I was like, you know what? I remember these fries. I remember how fun it was to go to McDonald's when you're like six and your mom's like, I'm going to take you to McDonald's. It's like the best. So
yeah, that's like the one night a month. If you're me, I don't know, the one night a month where mm-hmm. your mom's like, I'm not making dinner.
Exactly. And I, you know, it's nice sometimes to lean into that nostalgia, especially when there's like another reason to go.
For sure.
I think that's what'll draw people to this.
Definitely. Cool. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you soon.